Yesterday, the Poor People's Campaign, that's the new incarnation of the Poor People's Campaign, headed by Reverend William Barber II, held a candidates debate trying to get Democratic primary candidates to speak to issues impacting poor people in this country. Our own Christopher Martinez filed this report.
Leading Democratic presidential candidates turned out for a presidential forum organized by the Poor People's Campaign in Washington, D.C. The forum, with a special focus on poverty and racism, comes as candidates are positioning themselves for the first primaries and seeking to make inroads on the African American vote. Former Vice President Joe Biden spoke first, saying he would cut military spending and end Trump's tax cuts in order to spend the money on programs like Universal Medicaid and Free Community College.
It's overwhelming the interest of everybody, if we end this gigantic division, bring people to poverty, out of poverty, move them into a place where, in fact, they are able to compete, they get a fair shot, whether it's housing, whether it's education, whether it's health care, whatever it is, it benefits the whole nation. And we got to stop letting these guys use the divisions that exist in the country as a means, like charlatans always do, to divide the country. Well, the reason why that black man doesn't have a job in your county is because of that white immigrant coming across the border here, or that Hispanic, or that Muslim, or whatever. It's used by charlatans all the time. And we have a guy in the White House who's turned it into an art form. It has to end. It has to end. The division has to end.
According to an Economist YouGov poll released last week, Biden is winning half of African-American Democratic primary voters. California Senator Kamala Harris is in second place with about 10% support. She talked about ending the for-profit prison industry.
These for-profit private detention facilities, and then also all the money that's getting doled out to private prisons. And let's be clear about the business model, shall we? The business model is for certain human beings to make money off the incarceration of other human beings. So as president, one of the first acts of business for me would be to get rid of these private detention centers and private prisons. Because we've got to take the profit margin out of the issue.
Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren has been rising in recent polls. She talked about a tax on the wealthy amounting to 2% on income after the first $50 million.
We can start out by providing universal child care for every baby in this country age 0 to 5. We can provide universal pre-K for every 3-year-old and 4-year-old in this country. We can raise the wages of every child care worker and preschool teacher to the professional levels that they deserve and that we want our children to be taken care of, people who have real professions here. We can make public technical school, 2-year college, and 4-year college tuition free for every one of our kids. We can put $50 billion into historically black colleges and universities.
Independent Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders blasted Republicans as political cowards for gerrymandering and voter suppression efforts.
And I think I am the only candidate who will tell you this. Obviously, it goes without saying that if somebody has paid his or her debt to society, has spent time in jail and got out, of course, those people deserve the right to vote. But let me take it a step further. And I've been criticized widely for saying this. But this is what I believe. If you are a citizen of America, you have the right to vote even if you are in jail. Because voting is not a question of good people or bad people. It's a question of maintaining universal right to vote for all citizens.
One thing all the candidates agree on is that they'll push for a televised debate on the issue of poverty and systemic racism. Meanwhile, Biden will try to cement his lead in the polls, while the other candidates try to chip away at his numbers in the primary season. Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.
And that takes us to 729 in the morning. The program's up front on KPFA 94.1. My name is Brian Edwards-Teeger. Coming up in the second half of this hour, we'll be joined by Mark Arox, the Fresno-based author and journalist, to discuss his brand new book, The Dreamt Land, Chasing Water and Dust Across California, which is an eye-opening look at the power and the money behind the plumbing that connects the Golden State. In the second hour of the program, we'll be taking up the debate that San Francisco's Board of Supervisors will be taking up later today on banning the sale of e-cigarettes on lands owned and controlled by the city and county of San Francisco. And in the second half of that hour, we'll discuss the fate of the current Henry J. Kaiser Auditorium and former and possibly future Oakland Civic Auditorium, one of the largest parcels of public land that the city council will be in a position to dispose of in the near future. A lot of people aren't happy with the current plans for redeveloping the site. We'll talk to Iodelli and Zynga about why. All that and more coming up next after the news.